Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchworth. Professor Barry Strauss of Cornell University. His rich new book with whopper stories that you have to go along with because they're so well staged. The War That Made the Roman Empire, Antony, Cleopatra, and Octavian at Actium. Caesar is dead. Antony's dead. Cleopatra's dead. Caesarion is dead. Octavian is the winner with his friend Marcus Agrippa and his sister Octavia. Alexandria is the marble wonder of the world. The richest, the best, the best library, the best physicians, the people are rich and spectacular and very cunning and have vicious wits. However, Rome is going to be the center of Octavian's empire. So Octavian has to build this slowly over many years, and we're going to race ahead to when he becomes Augustus in 27?
Yes,
Professor?
It's 27 yes.
BC.
Yes.
Why does he take the name Augustus? What does that mean for his ambitions?
So Octavian is a very cunning guy, and he knows that his great uncle Julius Caesar failed because he made himself a dictator in perpetuity and because people suspected that he wanted to be a king. And he behaved in ways that allowed people to have this suspicion. Octavian is much more subtle, and he learns from these mistakes. He doesn't want to be a dictator. In fact, the title dictator has been abolished in Rome, ironically, by Mark Antony, of all people. And he doesn't want to be a king, but he wants to make it clear that he's in charge. So he agrees to the Senate giving him a title. They call him Augustus, which means something like the reverend, the revered one. It's not been a title in Rome before. It's a new title. He wants people to think of him as a figure above politics. He also is referred to as the princeps. That means the first. It comes from the practice in the Senate where the most prestigious person in the Senate, the one with the right to speak first, is called the princeps senatus, the first of the Senate. We get our term prince from it, of course, but in this period, it doesn't mean prince. It just means first man. That's how he wants people to think of him. It's not an official title. It's an unofficial title. But Octavian was a master of something the Romans were always good at, and that is using authority instead of power, knowing that you could get ahead by people respecting your authority, even if you don't have legal power.
Antony's memory is not welcome in Augustus's Rome. Octavian becomes Augustus. And his birthday is January 14th. And
yes.
I love the detail. How did they do this? Nobody conducted business that day, or they did business?
That's right. It's called the Dies Nefastus. It's a day on which you're not allowed to conduct public business.
In order to drive the point home that Antony is not welcome to be mentioned in any conversation in Augustus's Rome. Now, the celebration that I've been waiting for, Octavia, and Octavian's sister. What a spectacular woman. And you say that she falls out of the document, out of the histories for 10 years,
right.
But she raises all the children.
Yeah, so Antony, if Octavian has promised to let Cleopatra's children by Antony live, he's as good as his word. He brings them back to Rome. They are raised on the Palatine Hill by Octavia, who's also raising her own children, and she's raising Antony's surviving son by a previous wife. She is a very powerful lady. She's not the most powerful lady in Rome. The most powerful lady in Rome is Octavian's wife, Livia. Livia does not have any birth children by Octavian, but she has two sons by an earlier marriage who are important people themselves. But Octavia has children by an earlier marriage too. And one of them, Marcellus, marries Octavian's only birth child, his daughter, Julia. And Julia and Marcellus are meant to create the new dynasty that will follow Augustus in ruling Rome. And so Octavia is a very powerful lady. Her son is going to be the first man in Rome one day. Unfortunately, it doesn't work out. He dies young. He dies young.
And Octavia, though, is to be remembered because she is not Tiberius's relative. Although no. Through adoption, I imagine it could work it out that way. But Tiberius succeeds Augustus. It is now 14 AD. 77-year-old Octavian Augustus lays dying. It is August. I wonder, every August, did he think it was his month? Did he think of the events in Alexandria? Did he think of those events every August?
I wouldn't be surprised. I mean, it's one of the reasons. It was just one of the many triumphs in August.
He has the month. He's named for the month, or the month is named for him?
No, the month is named for him.
Right.
Our month, August, is named after him.
And he lays dying in August of 14 AD, knowing Tiberius will succeed him. But after Tiberius, Octavia enters. She is Caligula's grandmother, great-grandmother.
Yes. Yeah.
She is Claudius's grandmother.
Yes.
And she is Nero's, this gets confusing, great-great. I'm not sure.
I'm not sure either. I don't remember. But yes, she's there in the background. Isn't it something?
And the memory of all of these events come back to Cleopatra, always Cleopatra. Does her statue remain in Rome under Augustus's time? Does he banish
What a question. We don't know. It's hard to believe that he allowed it to continue to stand in Rome.
The book is The War That Made the Roman Empire, Antony, Cleopatra, and Octavian at Actium. What a trio. Barry Strauss, Professor Barry Strauss of Cornell University, is the author. I'm John Basham.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor. Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
You want your child to thrive and reach their full potential. K-12 can help them get there. K-12 powered schools are tuition-free, accredited online public schools for students in kindergarten through 12th grade. This is not your typical homeschooling. With state-certified teachers specially trained to teach online, your child will learn at their speed, at home, with innovative, engaging technology. Join the more than 3 million families who've chosen K-12. Go to k12.com/podcast to enroll today.